Hi there. This is Nate Kuzma, the ASI Market Research Director, and I'd like to welcome you to the fourth edition of the ASI Research Podcast. This edition of the ASI Research Podcast will complete our review of the 2016 ASI Global Advertising Impression Study. So far, we have covered key findings from throughout the report that detail the usage of promotional products, how to be consultative with your client in recommending products, and the emotions that promotional products elicit in consumers. If you haven't yet listened to these, I strongly encourage you to do so. In this edition of the ASI Research Podcast, we are going to cover the final section of the ad impression study, which can be found on www.asicentral.com/research. On page 27 of the 2016 ad impression study, you can see that we have the listing of the top five promotional products by the number of impressions that they generate over their lifetime. I'm often asked about how we calculate these impressions, so here's a short explanation. What we do is use an average of how long a consumer keeps a promotional product for, determine how often they use it over that time frame, say once or twice a day for writing instruments, or once or twice a week for items such as headwear, and then determine how many people they come in contact with that product can make an impression on. So let's use a real-world example. Let's say a consumer receives a promotional umbrella. If they use that product 50 times over its lifespan, and they come in contact with 20 people every time they use it, then that would equal 1,000 impressions, 20 times 50. This is actually a fairly common, well-accepted way to measure impressions across different types of advertising media, which is why we use it here at ASI. On this page, and on the next two pages, you will see the leading promotional products by country, ranked by the total number of impressions they generate over their lifetime. There are certainly some common leaders across countries, in that items such as bags or hats, which are visible to the most people when they are used, often have the most number of impressions. On page 30, we have the CPI, or cost per impression of various types of media. What you'll see is that promo products are tied with internet and radio for the lowest CPI, or again, cost per impressions. The one thing that separates all of these other forms of advertising from promo products is that these other forms of advertising are often very used as in a one-off manner. Once a consumer is exposed to the advertising, they are never exposed to it again, unless they see it in another publication or on another website. On the other hand, promo products are reinforcing their branding message on consumers who receive them every single time that they are used. The final page of the report looks at consumers' opinions of different forms of advertising. What we did was ask consumers to rate their overall opinion of these different forms of advertising, including promotional products. Now, obviously, consumers don't generally like advertising. But what I've been amazed at is that consumers don't always recognize that promotional products are advertising. They more often than not really appreciate the product and the advertiser who gave it to them. In fact, across nearly every demographic group we looked at, promotional products received a positive reaction from consumers and were almost always rated as the number one preferred form of advertising, especially as it relates to internet and mobile advertising. And the final stat at the bottom is great. 85% of consumers remember who gave them their promo product. Next time your client is concerned about recall of their company name or message on a promotional product, show them this statistic and ask them about the last mobile or internet ad that they recall. I bet you'll have a lot of silence. So as always, thanks for tuning in to this edition of the ASI Research Podcast. In our next edition, we will cover some new industry research that we have recently published in Counselor Magazine on the state of the industry. Until then, have a great day.